Helping Hand, part of All Things Considered, and then archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Friday's Helping Hand connects with an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Proud to welcome back National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii, members of our community who are blind, advocating on behalf of the blind and those with vision challenges. They offer encouragement, support, and invaluable resources. And hear about their upcoming local state convention, September 30th and October 1st, at 1901 Bachelot Street in Honolulu. National Federation of the Blind Honolulu Chapter President and State Affiliate VP Virgil Stinnett, his lovely wife, Local Affiliate Secretary, and State Convention Coordinator Katie Stinnett, and Shell Cantan, VP of Honolulu Chapter, and also helping to instruct people in using canes, and O&M, an Orientation and Mobility Guy. Welcome back, Katie and Virgil, and welcome, Shell.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha, and thank you for having us again. It's always a privilege for us to share what we do as an organization. You know, I think the first time it was just introducing who we are.
Yes, it was.
Second time, what we do with parents who have a blind child.
Aurelia.
Correct.
And her mother, Rachel.
Right.
The next time we came,
we brought Melissa.
Melissa, mm-hmm. Our outreach coordinator. And the one thing that we've wanted to do is give back to our community every month, feed the homeless at Kaka'ako.
We create personal hygiene bags in Haleiwa, and one is in Haleiwa Beach Park, and yep. One is Next Step Shelter. We go once a month to both events and help provide the manpower to service our homeless of Hawaii.
And that was last year's theme. And then this year,
it's a big national movement with our organization, the National Federation of the Blind. It's called The Right to Parenthood. Educate the community and eventually get into law that every person, blind, disabled, should have a right to be a parent.
Shell,
yep.
You're a blind person with a sighted child.
Yes, sir. I grew up on the Big Island, second child of six. I have two younger brothers, also blind. Coming here for training at Ho'opono Services for the Blind, where I work now, I wasn't familiar with these cases of parents getting their children taken away based on their blindness. I wasn't really familiar with anything that went on with blindness, and it really didn't affect me much until I became a parent a couple of years ago, and I started to get all these questions. The doctor came in and he started asking me, is there somebody sighted that's going to be in there with who's going to help you watch the baby? How is the baby going to be kept safe? And I was kind of offended, but at the same time, I understand why he was saying all those things, because we're probably the first blind couple out there that he's ever dealt with, because I knew what I was capable of.
Right.
And I knew that my blindness would not be the reason I couldn't be a parent. And then I started hearing all these horror stories of families across the country who get their children taken away just because they're blind.
How old is your child?
21-month-old boy. Not married.
Not married.
My son's mom is also blind, yeah.
That can be a tricky spot for the doctors too, right?
Right.
Because they want the best for the child,
right.
And they don't want to offend anyone
of
with
course.
The questioning they're asking, but yet they've got to ask these very tough questions.
Yeah, right.
We're probably one of the most vulnerable groups.
Right.
We, as a national organization, Dave, have a model legislative bill that we're attempting in Congress as well as at each state level to put into place to protect people who are blind and disabled for the right to be a parent of their children.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 years ago that Virgil and I, we were honored by very close friends of ours who are both sighted and have two boys to be their legal godparents if anything ever happened to either of them. What if we were left the boys? What is the legal court system going to do to us? We have that legislative key, nfb.org, and it has the model bill so that people can see more in detail what instrument we're attempting to put into place. We have a model bill in place locally in Hawaii, and we are looking to put it through legislation this next coming legislative year.
Reaching out to a few of our legislators here, then they could take a look at that and then
tweak it a little bit.
It into what works.
And all of us here do work nationally as well as locally in our advocacy for the rights of blind people.
This particular topic was introduced to our state convention last year as a resolution.
Some of our local members have already taken our resolution, which is the model language.
Mm-hmm.
And had meet and greet times with our local legislators. What we'll be seeking is to have somebody sponsor it, whether it's on the Senate or the House side.
Would it be advantageous to have any legal assistance to help you with the crafting of that?
Probably the best service is those who feel strongly enough write testimony or come and testify with us or come and meet with us to ask questions and talk further. If somebody legally wants to volunteer their services pro bono, it would be more that they would be a strong advocate rather than a legal
I get it.
person.
Also, to guide us in direction that they think might be a little more helpful. then that works too.
Back to the convention.
We have exhibitors which are local resources, what I call low-tech, no-tech, or high-tech resources for people who are blind. We also have a variety of members who come, those that are just starting out newly as blind people, and those of us that have had blindness for a long time or our lifetime, that can be one-on-one contact. I have seen lives change because they've had a chance to talk to somebody else and know that they're not alone and that there's resources and people out there they can call on at any time.
It's kind of funny because when I first met Katie and Virgil, I represented myself. I didn't speak for blind people, and I didn't feel like blind people should speak for me. My dad always had a quote, you just got to experience it. Experience is the best teacher. And going through my life as a blind person, from the moment I said, okay, I'm blind, it is what it is, and I live my life now. How am I going to do this? There's good days, there's bad days. There was days where I just felt like society was just, was cruel. And the more experience I've had, the more experiences I went through, I started to realize, like, wow, whether I like it or not, we're clumped into one group. We're such a minority out there that everything I do, people look at me and say, oh, blind people can do this because I've seen this guy do it. Mm-hmm. If they see another blind guy that can't cross the street, well, blind people can't cross streets because I know one blind person who can. So I started to get more involved. I started to be around more of the state conventions. I started to let go of that resentment I had towards people trying to speak on my behalf. Society does have this perception of us, very low expectations of us, and it's up to us to change that. I really enjoy what I do, helping people like myself who went through what I went through. Because I've been there. It doesn't matter whether you have vision or not. You can make a difference in people's lives and you can still contribute like everybody else. And I love sharing that with other people now. Encouraging people. I love telling people that, you know, I'm not no special thing. If I can do it, they can do it. Come check out our state convention. We're more than willing to sit down and share experiences and be positive influence in people's lives.
That's a very, very powerful message. And what you said, I had somebody say with Parkinson's, if you've met one person with Parkinson's, you've met one person with Parkinson's.
Right,
and
that's right.
You're at Ho'opono, and that's who employs you as the cane travel instructor?
Yeah, I work for Department of Human Services, Vocational Rehab. We teach them from scratch. You don't know how to use a cane, we'll teach you how to use that cane. We'll teach you everything in between. We'll drop you off somewhere and make you find your way back. There's no reason why. Blindness isn't the reason why. Your attitude could be a reason why, but not the blindness. It's not the blindness.
Hawaii is probably one of very few state agencies across the country.
There's six total that are certified by the NBPCB, which is the National Blindness Professional Certification Board. Three private centers, one in Louisiana, one in Minnesota, and one in Colorado, and the three state ones are New Mexico, Nebraska, and your very own Hawaii.
Being part of the NFB and working with the agency, when you got them working together, it meshes really well. Their students get to see the examples of what folks like Shell are trying to show them.
It's empowering, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
We will shortly on our website be having a direct PayPal donation link. If you go to amazonsmiles.com, National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii is one of the charitable organizations that the vendors on Amazon donates a small percentage to. You could directly send us a check.
Or bring it to the convention.
Or bring it to the convention, right.
There's a fee, but if you can't afford it, especially for the folks that are blind, don't worry. Just come, let us know. We'll get one of our chapters around the state to sponsor you. And if people really want to know more about us, come to the convention.
September 30th and October 1st, 1901, Bachelot Street in Honolulu, hawaii.nfb.org. Outside of Oahu, 855-659-9314. Honolulu area, 808-659-9314. Reach Virgil directly, 808-722-4243, or by email, 808-VIRGIL, V-I-R-G-I-L, @gmail.com. Katie, the same, 808-722-4242, or 808-KIM, that's K-E-I-M, @gmail.com. At hawaiipublicradio.org, the full interview, the radio feature, all the contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand segments. The National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii here, Virgil Stinnett, Katie Stinnett, Shell Cantan, thank you for doing what you do and for serving as an inspiration for many different kinds of people and for being my guests here on Helping Hand. I really appreciate all three of you coming down.
Dave, it's a pleasure coming here and being part of your show, the Helping Hand program that you have, because I believe what you do and Hawaii Public Radio does is a great thing.
Thank you, Dave.
You're quite welcome.
Thank
God
you for having
you
us.